Superintendent of County Jails. We're stock-taking.
Oh, really? How jolly for you.
How many convicts have you got in?
Well, let me see now. There's Jim, the crazy vicar. No. Oh, he escaped. There's, Meat Axe George. Oh, no. He bought himself out, yes. Then there's that confidence trickster. No, he became an MP. Number 34128 was released. Fred was transferred. You know, I do believe we've run completely out of them.
Do you know what this means, Sigun?
Yes, we're empty.
Empty? By the way, Sigun, are you standing to attention?
Yes.
Good. Now look here, Sigun, you can't walk around with an empty prison. Your job will be in jeopardy.
In jeopardy? I don't want to go abroad.
Sigun, I'm giving you a warning. Get that prison filled with convicts or you're fired. Underlined, fired.
It's all very well for him to talk, but nobody's committing any crimes. Here I am working my fingers to the bone, sweeping out empty cells, oiling unused locks, polishing handcuffs and giving transfusions to bloodhounds. And never a word of thanks. Where can I get convicts? It's the front door. Coming! I'll be there, Lloyd. Don't get broody.
May I come in?
Have you committed any crime?
I'm afraid not.
Then you can't come in.
Take off your hat. Sure. Now.
Come in.
Come in, Moriarty.
Wait.
Allow us to introduce ourselves. My card.
But it's blank.
Business is bad.
That's funny, so is mine. I haven't got a convict in the place.
Perhaps we can help you, Neddy, for a consideration. Moriarty, explain the plan.
Certainement. Listen, we will guarantee you a constant supply of convicts at a reduced sum rate of 3 shillings per head per day.
3 shillings, eh?
Yes.
The government give me 5, that leaves 2. Take away the convicts you first thought of. You're on. When do they come in?
Open that door.
They are waiting on the phone. Only visible by mine.
There you are, Neddy. 1,182 of them.
Wonderful! Who said Britain was finished as a criminal nation? I'll address them in the mess hall.
Where's the mess hall?
Here.
Right, address them.
Very well, I will. Men, ladies, and gentlemen, it is indeed a great pleasure to welcome you to Dartmoor Prison. Thank you. You will find we have a great tradition here. And I don't want a single one of you to feel you're not wanted.
What do you mean they're not wanted? These men are wanted everywhere.
Really? Who the devil wants this lot?
The police.
Well, they're safe here.
Good.
All right, men. Off to your cells now. Don't forget, listen with Mother at 2:30.
Goodbye.
Yes, once again, Dartmoor Prison was chock full as of old. And the prison yard rang to the happy sound of rock-breaking mailbag sewing and warder bashing.
Yes, and as governor, I was receiving congratulations from every corner of the circular globe. Look at this telegram here. Good luck, Sigun. A full prison is a happy one. Signed, Home Secretary. And this year. Good work, Sigun. Please find enclosed 3 OBEs. Try and get shot at the other 2. Signed, Minister of OBEs, P.S. How would you like to be a peer? Yes. I'll be a peer. Moriarty,
yes?
I've just made myself a peer.
Good. I'll get down on the end of it and start a concert party.
Come back! Come back, Yannis! It's not that kind of peer.
What?
P-E-E-R, not P-I-E-R. He's fallen in the wet tight water.
Yes, you're a very short peer, Neddy. In fact, hardly room for even a Max Gelray type Max Gelray to play his nylon dog cardigan and plastic mule race.